Pope Benedict XVI travels to Valencia in Spain this weekend to close the Fifth World Meeting of Families. The meeting and the Pontifical Council for the Family that organises it were established by Pope John Paul II in 1981 when he published his apostolic exhortation Familiaris Consortio on the role of the Christian family. The first world meeting was held in Rome in 1994, and since then it's taken place in other cities every 3 years. Each meeting has drawn more than 1 million people, and up to 1.5 million pilgrims are expected in Valencia over the weekend. But to find out more about the meeting's main purpose and about the highlights of Pope Benedict's trip to Spain, I cornered my colleague Charles Collins, who was packing his bags as he prepared to go to Valencia. And that's where he happens to be right now, waiting for the Pope to arrive. The meeting itself lasts about 9 days, I think, and the Pope's going for the closing.
Yes, the meeting lasts 9 days, and what is going on right now is a lot of events. There's a fair, which has started on the 1st, where people are promoting organizations, they're promoting ideas, and it's in a big marketplace. So people are walking around and learning about what other family groups are doing from all over the world. And of course, the family situation in Africa is different than in Latin America, and that's different than what's going on in Western Europe. And they say the primary reason for meetings like this is people often feel alone in the world. And when you go to something like this, you realize that there are people who share your values, who share your faith, and who are trying to make a difference where they are. And that helps people to have the strength to go on, and also gives them a few new ideas.
There's a particular theme to this meeting, isn't there?
The theme this year is the transmission of faith in the family. And what actually started on Tuesday was a multi-day theological seminar that is exploring all the issues surrounding how families transmit the faith, how parents teach their children about their faith. And this is, of course, not just parents and children. It's also grandparents and the extended family and how all that interconnects. And right now there are theologians, there are scholars, there are, of course, families who have the practical experience discussing these issues. And they have some of the most prominent theologians in the church there right now.
Will all these people have been invited by the Pontifical Council for the Family to this meeting?
Yes, they'll all have been invited by the Pontifical Council of the Family to the meeting. And a lot of invitations went out, of course. It is, again, 1.5 million people are expected for the final events. There are hundreds of thousands of people in Valencia right now. So there's a lot of people there from all over the world. Theologians from universities, people who work here in the Vatican, for example, people who work in individual dioceses. This is, again, gives people different points of view, people coming from different ways of life and sharing their experiences.
The church in Spain has been at odds with the socialist-led government over a wide range of issues since Prime Minister Zapatero was elected in 2004. In the past 2 years, the Spanish government has made divorce quicker and easier for couples, reduced the role of Catholic education in public schools, and become the first European country to allow homosexual people to marry and adopt children. I asked Charles whether this reality is expected to impinge on the meeting in some way or another.
Well, of course, the theme of the program doesn't directly touch on these. However, the agenda for the program, the catechesis that went out, the interviews that Cardinal Trujillo gave before going to Spain, show that this is something he is very interested in. And traditionally, the Pontifical Council of the Family has covered issues like gay marriage, like easy divorce, like even stem cell research. And all of these things have come to the forefront in Spain. They're saying that this is not a confrontational conference. It's a conference in Spain where the Catholic Church is very strong, where the family life is being encouraged there. I do not think that this is going to be anything where it's a confrontation with the Spanish government. The Pope will be meeting the Prime Minister. He will be meeting the royal family. But these will be personal, private meetings, and maybe there'll be a communique released afterwards, but we won't have the discourses that were said. That these will be private meetings. Yes, of course, it is something that is hanging over the conference. It is something that the media likes to play up these things. And yes, right now, there are three countries in Europe that have legalized gay marriage. One of them is Spain. Spain has also recently liberalized its divorce laws. It's liberalized its abortion laws. Just a few weeks ago, Spain saw its first homosexual divorce. So homosexual marriage was legalized and the divorce laws were liberalized. And that's what's going to happen if you combine those two things. And there's no way that this won't be plain while at the conference, but it's not supposed to be the focus of the conference.
Well, that's the conference for you. But I asked Charles, what's the Pope's schedule for his two-day journey?
The Holy Father arrives a little before noon on Saturday. He'll visit the cathedral church. We'll have a meeting with the priests and religious. This should be an interesting talk that he'll be giving them, because of course this is a meeting of the family, and he'll most probably try to point out how religious life ties into the family, which sometimes we try to think are separate realities, and the Holy Father has always said that these things are tied together. The big event is the meeting with the families Saturday evening, and it will involve interventions by family members in numerous languages. This is an international meeting. And then the next day, it will be the Mass. And again, over a million people are expected for this Mass. And after Mass, almost immediately after Mass, Holy Father gets in his car and comes back to Rome. And then almost immediately after coming back to Rome, he'll be going on vacation himself.